This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today asserted that change in West Bengal is imminent. Addressing an election rally at Baruipur in South 24 Paraganas district, Mr. Modi claimed that the voting trend in the first phase indicated setbacks for the ruling Trinamool Congress in several districts. He appealed to voters to strengthen this trend in the second phase and help build a developed Bengal. The Prime Minister alleged that ruling party-sponsored infiltration had forced many youths of the state to seek jobs outside Bengal.
Bengal mein ghuspethiyon ko laakar basaya ja raha hai. Yahan ghuspethiye Bengal ki zameenon par kabza kar rahe hain. Yahan ke logon ka rozgar chhin rahe hain. Ek aur TMC ka corruption, dusri aur ghuspethiyon ka dabav. Bengal ke yuvaon ko अपना घर छोड़कर रोजगार की तलाश में पलायन करना पड़ रहा है.
Mr. Modi also accused the present government of being anti-women and said women's safety remained a matter of concern. Union Home Minister Amit Shah expressed confidence of forming the next government in West Bengal after the first phase of assembly elections. Speaking at a rally in Hingalganj in North 24 Paraganas, Shri Shah claimed Bharatiya Janata Party is poised to win around 110 out of the 152 seats in the first phase. He accused the ruling Trinamool Congress of corruption and misrule and promised to reopen the cases against those accused of atrocities on women if BJP comes to power. Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee is campaigning in Bhabanipur, while Abhishek Banerjee, General Secretary of the Trinamool Congress, will hold election meetings and road shows at several places in Howrah and South 24 Paraganas. On West Bengal, record voter turnout in the first phase of assembly elections, Congress MP Rajiv Shukla said that it is surprising and a very good thing that so many people have participated in the voting. In a big jolt to Aam Aadmi Party, three of its Rajya Sabha MPs, Raghav Chadda, Sandeep Phatak and Ashok Mittal, have announced to quit the party. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Chadda announced that he will join the BJP along with several other AAP MPs in the upper house of parliament. He said they have decided that the two-third members belonging to the AAP in Rajya Sabha will merge with the BJP. Mr. Chadha alleged that the Aam Aadmi Party, which was formed with a pledge to end corruption, is now trapped in the hands of corrupt and compromised individuals. He said that they will work together under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi for the nation. An Indian delegation visited Washington, D.C. from 20th to 23rd of this month for advancing talks on a proposed bilateral trade agreement with the United States. The Ministry of Commerce informed that building on the joint framework, which took place on 7th of February for an interim trade pact, both sides held intensive in-person discussions to refine its details and push broader negotiations forward. The meetings were marked by a constructive and forward-looking approach, yielding tangible progress. During the meeting, both countries reaffirmed their commitment to continued engagement with the aim of maintaining momentum towards a balanced and mutually beneficial trade partnership. Union Minister Jitendra Singh today said the 21st century will be India's century, with the country's bioeconomy projected to grow to $1 trillion by 2047. Addressing an international conference at IIT Roorkee virtually, he said India is moving decisively towards full-spectrum technological capability, from gene to qubit, from ocean depths to outer space. Dr. Singh said India's development pathway is anchored in a civilizational ethos that integrates economic progress with ethical values. Benchmark domestic equity indices declined over 1% today, extending losing streak for the third straight session. The Sensex plunged 1,000 points to close at 76,664, while the Nifty shed 275 points to settle at 23,898. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Gujarat Titans at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.